Wow, okay. So, but quite a week, the, I can't say without laughing, the head of NPR has suspended a journalist for telling the truth about NPR. For telling the truth about how NPR lied to its liberal sheeple. My favorite part of Yuri Berliner and what he wrote was that he actually admitted, look, how disturbed, he said, I'm a liberal, but how disturbed he was that they used Adam Schiff as their main source for the Russia collusion hoax story. They massively amplified the Russia collusion hoax story. They realized the Russia collusion hoax story was itself a hoax that was started by Hillary Clinton. It did not actually happen. There was no collusion. There was no relationship between Trump and Russia. There was no election interference. There was nothing. There aren't even bots. Twitter tried to find them for the FBI, and they couldn't find the Russian bots. That was a lie, too. And all he wanted was for NPR to correct the record. Instead, when it came out that it was fake and Hillary had been the one behind it, they didn't correct the record. He said he was tired of it. He's tired of the lying. There's one honest journalist in that entire place. One guy tells the truth that for telling the truth, he gets suspended for 5 days. So everybody starts looking at the CEO of NPR to see, like, who is she? She is a Jack Booth thug. This is how censors speak in authoritarian regimes. The truth is not helpful. We need to stamp out the truth.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Yeah, you could see how it would make her mad that there's this guy on her staff telling the truth out there about NPR's lies. So what'd she do? She suspends him for telling the truth. Wow. And then the video starts to surface. The video of her admitting, like, where do you go to get some truth in America? Oh, she censored for the government, she says, when she was the CEO of Wikipedia. Great, she's going to censor for the government at NPR. Do I have to pay for that? I just paid my taxes. That hurt. Boy, I could have used that to feed my kids. That repairs around the house I need to make. Boy, but no, I got to send the money to that woman who admitted in another interview, oh, yes, I get my truth from the federal government. I, of course, collaborate with them before I decide what things to censor. And she says she specifically censored things around the election on Wikipedia. She censored things around COVID, which that's why we got COVID 100% wrong, because the government wouldn't let people who knew better, the world's foremost virologists, tell the truth. Well, now Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger, she was just the CEO. And again, she left to take over NPR because they needed a bigger, better, badder liar to run NPR. Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger, horrified by this woman, says that Wikipedia has been ideologically corrupted and raises the possibility that Catherine Mayer collaborated with U.S. intelligence. Well, we know she did. She admitted it. She censored for that. And says that if NPR were committed to the truth, it would fire her right away. Wow. When asked by Christopher Rufo, he again is that Wikipedia, he co-founded it. What does he think of her tweets? She even said history should be erased because it was too white male. And replaced by what? I guess her version of the truth, the one she gets to make up because she's better and smarter than us, except when the FBI tells her what to say, because sometimes she needs to know what to say. God, this sounds like some freak show of an authoritarian regime. This sounds like one of those authoritarian regimes that Saturday Night Live used to profile, like where the dictators were funny and we would laugh at them. Except now it's America. Sanger, the co-founder of Wikipedia, says that her tweets kind of shocked, I'm sorry, his tweets with her saying this stuff kind of shocked him. The bias of Wikipedia, the fact that certain points of view have been systematically silenced, and he's horrified. In another clip, she explicitly says she worked with the government to suppress misinformation on Wikipedia. So misinformation is anything that's true, but the left doesn't want you to know because it makes him look bad. He says, I don't understand it. We know that there is back channel communication. I think it has to be the case that Wikimedia Foundation now, probably governments, probably the CIA, have accounts that they control in which they actually exert their influence. Wow. So we now have a person in charge of NPR who proudly says she consults with the government on what to censor. She does not think it's a good idea to tell you the truth because that could lead to a lack of consensus. And she suspended the one guy who told the truth. He quit, by the way, after that. I wouldn't have quit. No. I would have made them fire me. I don't understand people who quit in situations like that. I'd have made them fire me. Wow. So there we are. All right. Coming up on the show, how we got here. Listen to this. This is CIA Station Chief Dan Hoffman describing the situation that the Biden regime has created in the Middle East.
The situation in the Middle East, I would argue, is still very much at a knife's edge, more so than ever arguably before.
Yeah. Because Iran is loaded down with cash. They got so much they're spreading it out to the Yemeni pirates so they could take down more British cargo ships. It's all because of Biden. But in a minute, I'm going to prove to you how the most radical Islamic people, radical Islamists in the Middle East, are not actually in the Middle East. They're in Washington. More radical than the heads of actual Middle Eastern countries. The Biden regime. I'll explain coming up next.